Hello everyone, thank you for joining me today on January 29th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. To summarize the story, Wall Street hedge funds bet on GameStop collapsing and went all in on, quote, shorting the stock, which is a scheme where they borrow shares and then sell them expecting the price to drop, then buy them back and return the shares when the price is lower. It's a quick but controversial scheme that hedge funds use to generate cash. A Reddit thread of users who all independently trade stocks was talking about the value in GameStop's stock, which caused many of the users to decide to buy the stock. The rush skyrocketed the price, making the short the hedge funds were trying impossible. The hedge funds got mad and cried out to the government to defend the elites when regular people were able to use the market to make money at the cost of a hedge fund. The highest of high crimes in the opinion of financial elites. After the hedge fund's cries, multiple markets paused all purchases on GameStop stock while still allowing the sale of the stock, aka they forced the hedge fund's short to be successful before allowing the free trade of the stock to resume. This is clear market manipulation and must be stopped. For example, the market falling under the most scrutiny is an app called Robinhood. Robinhood's largest customer is a firm called Citadel, which is responsible for over 35% of Robinhood's business. Citadel invested $2.75 billion into Melvin Capital, the primary hedge fund in trouble after the GameStop incident, before allegedly instructing Robinhood to restrict the purchasing of GameStop stock. If true, this is almost certainly market manipulation. To make a long story short, hedge funds pulled the strings on the marketplaces themselves to screw over the working class investors and appear to be facing few consequences. Is this the economic system you want running behind the scenes in your country? Now for our second and less depressing story, Johnson & Johnson have now published their findings from testing on their new vaccine showing 85% efficacy while only needing one shot. This is great news as the logistical and supply challenges that come with the two-dose vaccines currently available has been a nightmare for the United States. This breathes new hope into the idea that the vaccine rollout can finally present the light at the end of the tunnel, allowing us to move past this pandemic once and for all. That has been your daily dose of reality, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Peace.